奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I bear testimony.
首先，愿主耶稣祝福我们大家平安。
First, I would like to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to bless all of us.
人的脚步，神所定。
The footsteps of men is determined by God.
那么，在我们温哥华教会停留了两个月的时间，跟我们在一起。
And I have stayed in Vancouver for 2 months, and to be able to be together with the Vancouver Church.
就在我们八月二十二号，去年的八月二十二号，灵恩会结束之后，隔一天呢，就到多伦多教会。
In August last year, after the completion of the spiritual convocation, I left here for Toronto.
那么在多伦多的地方，整整的住了半年的时间。
And I stayed in Toronto for about 6 months.
在多伦多教会有很多亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
And in Toronto Church, there are many very warm and loving brethren.
那么在半年当中，也去过很多地方。
And in these 6 months, I have also visited many other places.
除了多伦多一带的风景之外呢？
Other than the scenery in Toronto.
因为惠城教会要献堂礼，他们要我去。
And because they wanted to arrange the church dedication, they have invited me to go.
所以从多伦多开车要11个小时才到这个惠城教会。
And I took about 11 hours to reach the Phoenix Church for the church dedication.
那么惠城教会那个会堂也蛮大的。
And the church chapel of the Phoenix Church is also very large.
感谢主，他们花了10几万的美金。
Thank God that they have spent about $400,000
把那个会堂买下来。
They were able to buy this building.
那么信徒呢，只有30位。
And there were only about 30 church members.
那献堂礼那一天呢，就有300人领杯。
And on the church dedication, there were about 300 who received the cups.
有从美国来的。
There are some who came from the U.S.
也有从这个纽约西来的。
There were some who came from New Jersey.
还有多伦多，那么还有台湾，有很多弟兄姐妹参加。
From Toronto as well as from Taiwan.
所以在那个地方可以看到很多神的教会，神所选召的弟兄姐妹彼此见面。
And in that place, we were able to meet many other brethren from all other places.
那么多伦多还要开车子6个小时要去这个蒙特罗的地方。
From Toronto, we travel by car to Montreal.
那个地方只有20位的信徒。
And there were about 20 members.
只有家庭聚会。
And they only have family services.
所以我们也去参加他们安息日的聚会。
We have also participated in their family service during Sabbath day.
自从他们到了蒙特的地方，已经有1-2年没有领过圣餐。
And these members were in Montreal for 1 to 2 years, but they have never received the Holy Communion sacrament.
所以虽然他们的信徒很少，但是他们要求一定要来领受圣餐。
Although there were few members there, they, in spite of that, they asked the Holy Communion sacrament to be conducted there.
那么要到我们温哥华的地方的上个安息我们又到了纽约西的教会。
And 1 week before we came to Vancouver, we went to New Jersey Church.
从多伦多到纽约西呢，也要开12个小时的时间。
From Toronto to New Jersey, it took about 12 hours by car.
虽然路途也非常的遥远。
Although the distance is great.
可是想到要跟弟兄姐妹见面，那个快乐呢，就把这个疲倦呢解掉了。
Because we're all longing to see the brethren over there, we have forgotten all our exhaustion.
在这半年当中也听了很多神的恩典。
In these 6 months, we have all heard much about the grace of God.
也看过神的恩典。
And also have seen the grace of God.
实在是人的脚步， 神所定。
This is truly the footstep of man, but which are determined by God.
我们人生当中啊，这个年岁呢，一这样子一晃就过去了。
In the life of man, age passes very quickly.
那么这几十年当中呢，你要住在什么地方？
In these few decades, where would you live?
就在我们还在母亲的肚子里面，还没有生下来，神就把我们定下了。
From the time of life in our mother's womb, God has already determined what we should be.
所以，既然是神所定
，Since God has determined what our life would be,
那就是由神的旨意。
Then there is the will of God in there.
要让我们在全球各地方要为主效力。
That we are all able to carry out the commission of God all over the world.
为了要让一些同胞或者是各地方的人能够得到主耶稣的恩典。
So that all people in the world will be able to receive the grace of God.
我们必须要为主做见证。
And therefore we must all bear testimony for the Lord.
那么我们要为主做见证。
To bear testimony for the Lord,
你一定要有资料。
We must have right material.
你要有东西才可以给人家。
We must have something to be able to offer to others.
所以我们常常聚会的目的。
Therefore, the goal of our services regularly.
除了敬拜真神以外
，other than worshiping God,
还要接受很多的这个神的恩典。
We must receive a lot of grace.
把神的恩典行迹奇事。把它传出去
，so that the grace of God and His miracles will be able to be told to others.
我们知道我们所敬拜的主耶稣
，we know that the Lord Jesus that we all worship.
他本来就是天上的真神
，he is originally the God from heaven.
他是非常的富有
，and he is rich.
他没有什么缺少
，he has nothing lacking.
在荣光灿烂的宝座上面
，that he is always in this glorious throne.
可是为了世界上的人类
，But for the sake of the people of this world，
他曾称心道成肉身到世界上来。
He personally came down to this world in the flesh。
耶稣的降生
，The birth of Christ，
不在于富家的这个家庭
，Was not in a rich family。
耶稣的降生却成为一个贫穷的人。
His birth has resulted in him being a very poor person。
我们请看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
请看哥林多后书第八章。
2 Corinthians chapter 8.
第九节。
Verse 9.
哥林多后书第八章第九节。
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9.
你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷。好，请读。
Verse 9, For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich.
为什么他要成为一个贫穷人?
Why did he want to become poor?
因为世界上有很多贫穷人。
Because in this world there are many poor people.
这一个贫穷人又分着两种。
There are two categories in these poor people.
一种贫穷人是真正的这个他的生活已经在了这个绝境的这个地步。
One category is that these people have reached the real stage of poverty.
有一种人是他的心里面非常的虚空。
And the other category is that in their hearts they were empty.
虽然他拥有世界上一切的财富。
Although they are rich.In their material wealth,
可是他的心里面是虚空的。
But in their hearts, it was empty.
他的心里面就是害怕。
And in their heart, it was filled with fear.
就好像贫穷人一无所有。
Just like the poor people without anything.
那么主耶稣就是为了这些人，他降世到世界上来。
And it is for the sake of these poor people that the Lord Jesus came into this world.
要把这个得救的福音要赏赐给贫穷人。
That this grace of salvation be able to be given to these poor people.
好，我们再看第这个第九节的下一半。
Now let's turn to the second portion of verse 9.
好，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。好，请读。
So that by his poverty you might become rich.
今天耶稣成为贫穷人。
Today, the Lord Jesus has become poor.
好像一个平凡的人。
Just like the ordinary people.
让一些人很容易来跟主耶稣接近。
That many people will be able to be close to him.
所以有很多要跟耶稣接近的人，他们都是很平常的。
And from here, we can see that many people who are able to get near to Jesus were ordinary people.
不用条件。
They do not have any qualifications.
不在于财富。
They do not have to possess riches or education.
因为在世界上的人类啊，
because in this world,
如果是一定要有财富、有智慧才能够来见到耶稣，
if they have to be rich in order to be able to see Jesus,
那耶稣就没有慈爱了。
Then Jesus has got no compassion.
所以耶稣到世界上来，
Jesus came into this world.
他成为一个平凡、一个贫穷人。
That he became an ordinary and poor person.
让一些贫穷的、困难的，能够很容易来接受主耶稣。
That people of similar station will be able to get close to him.
好，我们再看马太福音第四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
四章二十三节。
Verse 23. Chapter 4, 23.
耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的病症。二十四节，他的名声就传遍了叙利亚那里的人，把一切害病的，就是害各样疾病、各样疼痛的，和被为福的、天光的、瘫痪的，都带了来，耶稣就治好了他们。
Verse 23, and he went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every infirmity among the people. 24, so his fame spread throughout all Syria, and they brought him all the sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains, demoniacs, epileptics, and paralytics, and he healed them.
耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人。
And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in all the synagogues.
要传天国的福音。
In order to preach the gospel of the kingdom.
谁要来听他？
Whoever who would like to come to hear him.
耶稣降生到世界上来，成为一个贫穷人。
Jesus had come into this world and become a poor person.
在当地的人，没有一个人不认识他。
And people who are in this area, there's no one who does not know him.
凡是认识他的人就知道他是一个木匠的儿子。
All those who know him knows that he is the son of a carpenter.
凡是认识他的人知道耶稣没有上过最高福的这个学府。
And those who know him knows that he did not come from a rich family.
对认识耶稣的人，耶稣不是住在高楼大厦。
Those who know him knows that he does not live in a rich mansion.
又为了传福音，他是被太阳来晒他。
For the sake of the gospel, he was standing under the hot sun.
就在下雨天，他也被雨淋。
And on a rainy day, he would be water would be soaking him.
甚至于没有时间来吃饭。
To the extent that he has not even time to eat his meals.
找不到很舒服的地方可以来睡觉。
And he can't even find a comfortable place to rest his head.
所以从耶稣的外表看起来。
So from the appearance of Jesus,
他的皮肤是黑黑、憔悴、瘦瘦的。
His skin is dark and very thin.
当时也没有现在这种的这个扩大机、扩音机。
At that time, there were a Boeing plane.
他没有很大声的声音。
There's no loud speaker.
所以从耶稣的外表看起来，谁要听他讲话？
And from the appearance of Jesus, who would be attracted to him?
耶稣一个人能够讲那么大声的声音吗？
Can Jesus say in such a loud voice?
可是去了有很多人来跟随耶稣。
But truly, there was a great following to Jesus.
甚至于今天呢，这一本圣经啊，只有一寸厚，可是全世界最数量最多的就是这一本圣经。
And even today, the Bible, although it's only 1 inch thick, but it's possessed by many people in the world.
为什么世界上有这么多的人要来跟随耶稣，来相信耶稣？
Why is it that there are so many people in the world who would like to follow him and believe in him?
是因为他一方面传福音，
It's because he preached the gospel.
一方面借助他的全能全病来医治很多的病人。
And this is accompanied by the miracles that he performed in order to heal many people who are afflicted.
行出很多奇妙的事情。
And also there are many miracles.
我们看以赛亚是三十九章。
Let's turn to Isaiah
39. 二十九章。
Chapter 29.
以赛亚是二十九章，看十四节。
Isaiah chapter 29, verse 14.
啊，所以我在百姓当中要行奇妙的事，就是奇妙又是奇妙。他们智慧人的智慧必人消灭，聪明人的聪明必人隐藏。
Verse 14, therefore, behold, I will again do marvelous things with these people, wonderful and marvelous, and the wisdom of the wise men shall perish, and the discernment of the discerning men shall be hid.
以赛亚先知说，我在百姓当中。
The Isaiah, prophet,Isaiah, he said, amongst the people,
要行奇妙又是奇妙的事情。
I will perform wonderful and miraculous things.
十四节的地方说，所以我在百姓，这个我是指着主耶稣。
And the verse 14, I meaning Jesus.
因为以赛亚先知他受预言了。
Because prophet Isaiah was prophesizing.
将来主耶稣要在世界上，在百姓当中行了奇妙又是奇妙的事情。
That in the future, Jesus will perform marvelous and miraculous things.
让一些有智慧的、自认为聪明的人，他们没有办法来看这耶稣所行出来的事情。
That those people who think that they are wise shall not be able to see the miraculous things that Jesus would perform.
那么我们再听听耶稣讲那么一句话。
Let's now listen to a sentence uttered by our Lord Jesus.
我们看马可福音十六章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 16.
马可福音十六章十七节。
Mark chapter 16 verse 17.
信的人必有神迹随着他们，就是奉我的名赶鬼，说新的方言。
And these signs will accompany those who believe in my name, and they will cast out demons.
好，看第十九节。
Now go to verse 19.
主耶稣和他们说完了话，后来被接到天上，坐在神的右边。二十节。
Verse 20.
门徒出去到处宣传福音，只和他们同工，用神迹随着正是所传的道。阿们。
Verse 19, so that the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by the signs that attended it. Amen.
十七节的地方说,
In verse 17 it says,
凡是相信耶稣的人必有神迹随着他们。
And for those who believe in Christ, they will be accompanied by miracles.
凡是传耶稣基督的教会，一定有神迹随着。
For those who is preaching in the name of the Lord Jesus, there will be miracles.
能够医病赶鬼。
And these miracles will heal those who are sick and also be able to cast out demons.
并且能够说出新的方言出来。
And also be able to speak in tongues.
二十节的地方。
In verse 20,
他的门徒出去到处宣传福音。
And the disciples went out to preach the gospel everywhere.
那么主耶稣跟他们同工。
And Jesus was working with them.
用神迹来随着，来证实他们所传的道就是实在的。
And the miracles that accompany the work prove that the words that they preach is true.
现在教会邻里。
And in the church.
有时候呢，离一个十字路口还没有过，就有两相间的这个会堂。一个十字路，一个马路哈。
In the intersection,
就有两三间的会堂。
There'll be two or three churches.
还盖得蛮高的。
And they were really high.
这一次到多伦多的地方。
This time I went to Toronto.
或者是在纽约。
Or in New York.
啊，一在开车的时候，哎呀，左边也有会堂，右边也有会堂，有些是右边有两三间连在一起。
When I was in the car, I was able to see two or three churches on the, either on one spot or on either side of the street.
那么为什么有那么多在传耶稣？
How is it that there are so many people who are trying to preach the gospel of Christ?
可是一经过打听之后呢？
And after I've tried to investigate,
会堂那么大，信徒才有14个。
And although the chapels are very large, but there were only a handful of believers.
这跟台湾的教会一样。
And this is almost like the churches in Taiwan.
台湾有很多是这个，有的是路德会、彼得堂，或者是这个啊卫理公会。
And there are many other church denominations like the Lutheran Church and other churches.
因为我们常常跟他们的传道谈道。
Because we constantly having a discussion with their preachers.
有时候跟他们教会的弟兄啊，常常来见面。
And often we also meet with their members.
就在谈话当中知道他们的会堂虽然是相当的堂皇。
During the course of our discussion, we were able to find out.
有的会堂里面只有25位的信徒。
Although they have got many big and glorious church.
有的不超过50名。
There were less than 50 people in it.
为什么？
Why?
那么真耶稣教会在台湾。
And the true Jesus True Church in Taiwan,
尤其是在山地
especially on the hill.
虽然他们的会堂是这个稻草来盖的
although they were only a very humble buildings.
里面的信徒就是700个、800个
but there were about 700 to 800 church believers.
因为有神跟他们同在
because God is with them.
有神同在的地方就有神迹来随着
where God is with them, there will be miracles.
所以在我们真耶稣教会里
And in the true Jesus Church,
非常非常的感谢
we truly thank to God
因为有主耶稣同在有神迹来随着这个教会是真的
And when Jesus is with that church, miracles were accompanied and that is a true church
当时的十二个门徒
And at that time the 12 disciples
虽然里面有比较有学问的
although there are few who have maybeMore educated.
可是也有一些没有学问是抓鱼的。
But there were also others who had no education. They were fishermen.
那么圣经里面记载，他们到处宣传福音。
And the Bible recorded that they went up everywhere to preach the gospel.
因为有神迹随着，证明他们所传的道理是真的。
Because miracles accompanied them, proving that the truth that they preach is true.
所以非常感谢。
And truly is thankful.
这一次西宣中心啊，在多伦多教会开会
and the Western Hemisphere Evangelical Service hold a meeting in Toronto
他们邀请我参加
they invited me to participate
所以我在那个时候也听了很多神的恩典
and at that place I was able to listen to much grace of God
我想在这里向大家报告 here, 一个见证
and here I would like to give a testimony
今天我们聚会除了敬拜神之外就是要多吸收这个神的恩典。
And today, other than worshiping God during the regular service, we would also like to be able to absorb more about the grace of God.
我们才有力量来向我们的朋友做见证。
Then we'll be able to be strengthened to testify to our friends and relatives.
这次西宣教会西宣的这个中心开会啊，有英国来的，有阿根廷来的，还有欧陆来的。
During this white meeting, many delegates from Europe.U.S. and other places.
虽然来的代表不多
although there are not many delegates.
可是好消息倒是蛮多的
but there's lots of good news.
那个英国伦敦的地方
and from London.
我们五年前呢、台湾的青年会也到那边去访问过
Five years ago, our Taiwan youth went to visit them.
所以听起来比较亲切感。
And listening to them makes us feel very close to them.
那位前弟兄啊，是一个博士。
And brother Tian, brother Tian.
他是英国的代表。
He is the delegate from London.
他见证说非常的感谢。
He testified that he was very thankful.
我们现在啊，有三大民族。
And there are now three major races.
就是有我们这个亚洲的这个黄颜色的。
From Asia, there are the yellow race.
啊，还有美国带啊，这个白色的。
And from the North American continent, the white.
还有一种是黑色的。
And also the black.
所以现在我们三大民族就是有黄、白、黑这三种颜色。
And therefore, the three major races are represented by the white, yellow, and black.
他说有这个黑色的啊，他们呢、啊、来慕道。
And there were the some black people who came to seek the truth.
他为什么会来慕道
？Why did they come? Why did they come?
因为他本来就是在五旬节教会。
Originally they came from the Pentecostal church.
他感觉到他们祷告有圣灵。
They feel that they have the Holy Spirit during their prayer.
他们也强调祷告要说方言。
And they also emphasize that during prayer it must be accompanied by tongues.
后来教会啊的这个统领啊来介绍他来的。
And later on, our brethren introduced them to our church.
他来参加聚会祷告，他知道我们敬耶稣教会要受洗的时候，这个脸一定要向下。
And when they come to attend our services, then they come to know that when we are baptized, our face had to face downwards.
这样子才表示跟主耶稣死的形状一样。
This is to say that we died together with Christ.
啊，他这个事情放在心里面。
And this he put into his heart.
那么有一次的灵会当中
，One day during the spiritual convocation，
他就求主耶稣了。
He prayed to the Lord Jesus.
他说：“主啊，我应该到哪一个会堂来做礼拜
？”Lord, which church should I go in order to worship you？
我现在祷告已经有灵言了。
Now that I pray, I am able to speak in tongues.
我是不是这样子过了呢
？Is that sufficient？
那敬耶稣教会的道理，为什么我从前都没有听过
？How is it that the word from the true Jewish church is some truth that I've never listened before.
所以在布道会灵会当中啊，他就求灵恩，他得到圣灵。
And during the spiritual evangelical services, he was able to receive the Holy Spirit after fervent prayer.
他感觉到他得到的圣灵很自在。
And he was able to feel very at ease with the Holy Spirit that he received.
跟五旬节教会的祷告身体震动不一样。
And it is quite different from the way that he received the Holy Spirit in the Pentecostal church.
好像他在五旬节教会所得到的圣灵有一种负担。
And he feels as if that there is a burden on him when he received the Spirit in the
不像不像他现在在敬耶稣教会里面得到圣灵那么的轻松。
Unlike in the true Jewish church, his burden is lifted off his shoulder.
而且祷告的时候发出来的这个方言也是不一样的。
And the tongue that he speaks during the prayer in our church is different.
他聚会完了之后，马上找这个传道。
After the service, he sought out our preacher.
传道再一番的向他解说。
And our preacher tried to explain to him.
他说：“你现在所祷告得到圣灵的是真正神的圣灵。
The spirit that you have received in your prayer here is truly the spirit of God.
可是他心里面还是犹豫不决。
But in his heart, he was still filled with doubts.
他在最后一次祷告。
And in his last prayer,
他说：主啊，我应当到什么教会
？He said, Lord, which church should I go to?
好，有。”声音呢、啊，在耳朵旁边说：“敬耶稣教会是真的教会。”
And there was a voice speaking into his ear, saying that the True Jesus Church is the true church.
你要到敬耶稣教会做礼拜。
You must go to True Jesus Church to attend the services.
哦，他大声地哭了。
And then he cried.
他说：“主耶稣跟我讲话。”
And the Lord Jesus has spoken to me.
是我一生当中啊没有听见的声音。
That in my entire life I have never listened to a voice like this.
他就决心要接受洗礼。
And then he was determined to receive the baptism.
他知道过去在五旬节教会洗礼的不复活圣经里面。
That he realized that the water baptism that he received from the Pentecostal church is not complying with the Bible.
那么他下水洗礼的时候，他的眼睛看到这个水变成红色的血。
When he went into the water to be baptized, then he was able to see the water was filled with blood.
同这个那一次的洗礼。
And in this baptism,
因为有一家人呐、啊、
，because there was a family,
也接受洗礼。
They were also receiving the water baptism.
当时有两个姐妹啊，一起也是接受洗礼。
And there were also two other sisters. The place where the baptism took place was filled with blood.
他们回家之后
，and after they returned to their house,
就告诉他妈妈
，and then they told to their mother.
妈妈说，那感谢主。
The mother said that we should thank God.
你看到神迹
，that you're able to see the miracle.
你看到神的恩典
，that you're able to to see the grace of God.
我们确确实实的接受主耶稣的宝血的洗礼。
Truly we have received the blood of Jesus to be baptized.
啊，他妈妈呢，到那个浴室里去啊，浴室洗澡的间。
The mother then went into the bathroom.
把昨天呢去洗礼的衣服、毛巾拿起来要洗。
And then she took up the towel and the clothing that we use for the baptism.
就在洗毛巾的时候，那个水都是变成红色的。
And then she started to clean the towel, and then the water then was filled with red in color.
来证明神的恩典，真正的来向他们证明。
That this would testify.
所以这个保罗说啊。
And that's what Paul says.
我们看罗马书第十五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 15.
罗马书第十五章。
Romans chapter 15.
十八节。
Verse 8.
是那基督借着我做那些事，我什么都不敢提，只提他借着我的言语作为用神迹奇事的能力，并圣灵的能力，是外邦人顺服。
Verse 8, For I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcised to show God's truthfulness in order to confirm in promises given to the patriarchs.
保罗说，除了基督耶稣之外，
Paul says, other than the Lord Jesus,
我什么都不提。
I would not say any other thing.
只有借助他的言语、作为和行迹奇事的能力，并圣灵的能力，是外邦人来顺服。
That only through the word of Christ and His miracles that other people will come to believe.
好，那么阿根廷的代表。
And then the delegate from
Argentina. 阿根廷的代表他所见证的。
And this is what he testifies.
所以有从这个中国大陆来的夫妻。
And there was a couple who came from the mainland China.
因为他太太身体欠安。
Because the wife was not feeling well.
他是非常严重的毒性的甲状腺。毒性，毒性，甲状腺。这里。
He has 他的妻子。
他的妻子，他的太太。
The wife has got
这个脖子啊。里面有长瘤了，甲状腺。
There is a kind of voice vocal box in her throat.
因为他这就是毒性的，是两个眼球啊，就往外面吐出来。
Because such a disease will make the eyes protruded.
虽然经过很多的医生
，although many doctors have seen her，
虽然花了很多钱，可是他的病不能见效。
They wasted a lot of money, but her illness was not healed.
他听到了敬耶稣教会。
After listening to the name of the True Jesus
Church, 阿根廷的地方。
And in Argentina,
他就来慕道了。
And then they came to seek the truth.
来求平安，求主耶稣。
To pray for peace and to pray to the Lord Jesus for healing.
后来他们呢，已经决心，不管是这个甲状腺能好不能好，为了他将来能够得救，他就要接受洗礼。
And then they determined that irrespective whether her sickness will be healed, they would still receive the water of baptism.
这个洗礼之后呢，很快很快的眼球啊就恢复平常，那么甲状腺呢也好了。
And then after the baptism, her eyes sockets, her eyeballs receded, and then her voice seems to be back to normal.
好，这个神迹啊，就在我们敬耶稣教会里面发生。
And this miracle happened in our True Jesus Church.
在阿根廷还有一位姓卢的长老。
And in Argentina, there was this elder Lo.
这个是外教会。
And he came from a different church.
这个卢长老在外教会啊，已经建设了七间的教会。
And this elder Lo has established seven churches in Argentina.
从这一点，我们知道他很爱主。
From here, we could see that he loved the Lord.
他很热心。
And he was very fervent.
所以建设了七个教会。
That he was able to establish seven churches.
可是他还是不能满足。
But then he was still not satisfied.
有一天他听到了真耶稣教会。
One day he came to hear of this name, True Jesus Church.
他因为是好奇呀。
And he was curious.
所以到真耶稣教会。
So he came to seek the truth in True Jesus Church.
那么一到真耶稣教会来。
Once he came into church.
啊，神知道他。
And the Lord knows him.
神也认识他。
Lord recognized him.
知道他来的目的
，knowing his aim for coming to the church，
所以神借着传道啊，讲道理来开启了他的心。
That through the preacher, the Lord was able to open up the eyes of his heart.
就这样子的技术来查考道理，有八年的时间。
And then he continued to come to examine the Bible for about 8 years.
好，时间一到，他得到圣灵。
And when the time came, he received the Holy Spirit.
他本来是偷偷的来慕道。
Although he initially came to the church,
你得到圣灵之后。
But after receiving the Holy Spirit,
他就不怕一切。
Then he was very brave.
也没有人情的包围。
And he was not being hampered by
他就公开的来接受洗礼。
That openly he received the water baptism.
还带一个教会的执事一起来受洗。
And then he brought along his own church deacon.
很感谢主，在这个阿根廷的地方啊，现在圣公相当的发达。
Thank God that the holy work in Argentina is it's prospering.
我们还是祷告的时候啊，要多多的求主耶稣来加添他们那个地方的工作人员。
That in our prayers we must remember them, that the Lord Jesus will strengthen them.
好，还有一个奇妙的神迹。
There's another miraculous thing.
我们有一位杨义民传道。
There's a preacher Yang.
他是负担了欧陆的那个地方。
He was responsible for the for the European areas.
那么他也来参加这个。开会。
He came to attend this white meeting.
刚好在安息日那一天。
And during the Sabbath service.
他开会一半。
And during the meeting.
他跟多伦多教会的一位何执事啊，两个人呢，从后面就溜出去了。
And he and another Deacon Ho of Toronto then went out.
因为他们走出去啊，会堂是小小的，一个人走动，什么人都看到。
Because the church chapel was very small, when someone wanted to go out. They would be noticed.
那么我也一样的看到他。
And then I was able to see them.
他不是不好意思的慢慢走出去，是用跑步的。
And they ran out.
后来呢，一段时间呢，差不多一个小时啊，没有看见他。
And for about an hour, they did not return.
等他们回来的时候啊
，After they returned,
才知道何执事的家了，竟有小偷光临了。
Then only we found out that there were robbers.Who robbed Deacon Ho's house?
大白天小偷跑到里面去。
And in the daylight, the thieves went to his house.
那杨义民传道是安排在何执事的家来住。
And Preacher Yang was staying in Deacon Ho's house.
等到他们到达家的时候
，After they have gone into their own house,
有一张5000块的美金。
There was $5,000.US,
是要来奉献的
is for offering.
也放在桌子上面
It was placed on the table.
有一部那个高级的照相机
And there was one very expensive camera.
也放在那个桌上
It was also placed on the table.
虽然皮包有打开
Although the bag was open.
什么都没有丢
But nothing was stolen.
但是何执事的房间
But in the case of Deacon Ho's,bedroom.
他的床铺上面呢有一个那个金柜啊。
There was one very valuable.
里面呢有装了5000块的现金呢、啊，那个美金呢、啊，现款。
Or there was $5,000 cash.
还有太太的金项链。
And also the necklace.
还有高贵的手镯。
And also valuable cup.
那个金龟像放在床上。
And all this was put on the in a jewelry box on the bed.
那个很容易拿走的。
And it can be taken off very easily.
好，可是放在床子上面。
But it was put on the bed.
那个金柜本来是藏在那个床底下的。
The valuables were originally put under the bed.
那么小偷把它拿出来。
But the thieves took them out.
又没有拿走。
And they did not take them away.
所以钱都没有丢。
Therefore, cash and valuables were not stolen.
只丢了一部这个行动电话。
And the only thing that they lost was one of these mobile telephone.
后来我们赶到他的家。
Then we went to his house.
我还带来那个摄影机。
And then I brought along the camera.
我说何执事啊。
Deacon Ho.
你那个金柜里面放多少啊？
How much things have you got in the in that valuable box?
他说感谢主啊，哎呦，很多很多啊。
Deacon Ho said, thank God I've got a lot of valuables in it, including US cash.
怎么没有拿走呢?
And how is it that they were not taken away?
他说我也不记得啊。
What He said, I also do not know.
我说可能金贵会说话了。可能金贵会讲话了。
I said that it's possible that the valuables know how to speak.
可能是小偷啊，这个是猴子事啊，你不能拿。
It's possible that the valuables speak to the thief, not to take it away because it belongs to Deacon Ho.
那个他是广东人啊。
Because Deacon Ho is a Cantonese.
他说，哎呀，好奇怪啊，好奇怪啊，好奇怪。
And he said it's strange. It's very strange.
他在窗户底下，我都找不到，他会拿出来的。
The things, the valuables that were in under the bed, I was not able to find, and yet the thief took it out. And yet he did not take them away.
那个照相机啊，那么高贵啊，他没有拿走的。
And that valuable camera, they also did not take it away.
后来我告诉他。
And then I told Deacon Ho.
我说，因为你热心的接待传道。
Because you were fervent in receiving, in hosting the preacher.
而且你在做圣工，参加开会。
And also you were also doing holy work.
可能小偷进来之后。
Therefore, it's possible that when the thief comes in,
主耶稣让他的脑筋动一动，这个不能拿。
And the Lord Jesus do something to the thief's brain and told him not to take it away.
他对我说，真是感谢主。
And he said, yeah, truly, we should thank God.
所以在这个开会当中
，during the course of the meeting,
也会发生这个事情。
And this sort of thing happened.
神绝不会来辜负圣工人员的。
The Lord Jesus will not overlook all those who are working for him.
只要你爱主耶稣
，as long as you love Jesus,
你为主耶稣做工
，you work for him,
神一定会看顾的。
God will definitely look after you.
所以今天我们真耶稣教会里面
，therefore in the True Jesus Church today,
就有圣灵的工作。
We have the power of the Holy Spirit.
有神迹奇事的随从。
Miracles that accompany the church.
来证明我们的教会是真的。
To prove that our church is a true church.
好，这个是在英国阿根廷。这个地方
These are the testimonies given in London and in Argentina.
那我现在呢，要讲到台湾。
Now I'll speak about Taiwan.
因为我在台湾啊，信耶稣有61年的时间。
Because I was already a believer in Taiwan for 61 years.
所以看的也多，听的也多。
Therefore, I've seen and I've heard a lot.
这个事情我们就拿到文国华教会来见证。
Therefore, I brought some of this experience here.For witnessing.
因为他们现在呢都已经搬到旧金山。
Because
所以搬到这个见证的人。
This person who testified has moved to LA.
他是姓李。
His surname was Lee.
刘面李六面。
李六面。
刘姐妹。
This is Sister Liu.
她患了心脏病。
She has a heart problem.
又是这个心脏结石。
And also there is a stone in the liver.
所以没有办法少患。
Therefore, she was not able to do the housework.
每天呢都是流眼泪来过日。
Daily she would weep.
后来请了一位阿婆来帮她少患洗衣服。
Later on, she got a older woman to come
and look after the housework. 他们天天呢都是拜那个菩萨。
And daily they would worship the Buddha.
经过很多的医生。
And although she went to many doctors.
因为她每天都很痛。
Because daily she would suffer in pain.
真的受不了。
And she couldn't take it anymore.
照了 X 光。
And after the X-ray has been taken.
大概心脏里面有6-7个的这个石头。
And in her heart there were about 6 or 7 stones.
所以医生说这个没有开刀，真的没有办法。
And without operating, it would be very risky. I would be very risky for her.
所以经过一个外科医生
after being examined by the surgeon,
准备要替她开刀
and they were ready to operate on her.
把她带到那个手术台上面
and then she was brought onto the operating table.
她因为怕心脏无力，她就晕过去了
and because she was filled with fear, then she fainted.
医生说这个晕过去的，我不敢开刀。
And the doctor said, because she fainted,
赶快再把她抬下来。
I will not operate on her, and then she was
叫护士赶快把她打那个强身剂啊。
And then the nurse then give her an injection,
让她恢复。
That she would be revived.
休息一下，医生好了，再把她带上来。
And after rest, then the doctor told her to be put up on the operating table again.
把她抱到那个手术台上面，她抽筋几下，哎呦，晕过去了。
And then when she was on the operating table, she was cramped.
就这样子两三次。
And then she fainted, and then this repeated two, three times.
那个外科医生他说对不起，我真的没有办法开刀。
And then the surgeon told her that I was not able to operate on you.
哦，我开刀你还没有死啊，医生先死了。
The surgeon said before I could operate on you, I would die before you.
哈，这个有生命的危险，他不敢。
Because it became a very risky operation.
回去之后呢，还是请这个菩萨。
And then after she returned home, she was prayed to
Buddha. 就在那里来烧香拜神。
And to pray to him.
没有办法。
And nothing has happened.
可是他们请来的阿婆替他扫饭洗衣服的，他这个事情都知道。
And the old lady who came to help her in her housework came to know about this.
她说李太太。
And then she asked her.
你都信菩萨。
Mr.
信这个什么王爷。
You believe in this Buddha and other gods.
啊，那么外科医生也说没有办法。
And then the surgeon also said he was helpless in helping you.
我看你来信耶稣好了。
I think it's better for you to come to believe in Jesus.
他说我们不能信耶稣了。
And she said no, we couldn't come to believe in Jesus.
因为我们的祖先到现在啊都不信耶稣。
Because our ancestors had never believed in Jesus.
啊，这样子不行。
This is not right for us.
他说李太太，你看我。
And then the old lady said to her, Mrs. Lee, look at me.
我的年龄比你大。
I'm older than you.
我可以替你烧饭洗衣服。
I could do all sorts of housework for you.
我本来是心脏病。
Although I have heart trouble.
也有气喘病。
And then I have also asthma.
这一位阿婆叫叶姊妹。
And this old lady is called Sister Yin.
她来墓道的时候我都看到。
And when she came to seek the truth, I saw her.
她要洗礼的时候，我就知道。
When she was baptized, I also knew.
有两个姐妹从两边把她踩住。
And there were two sisters who were supporting her.
她要到河里要下水的时候，她头都是这样摇摇摇。
And then when she went into the river, she was shaking her head.
啊，主耶稣啊，哎呀，我会死了，主耶稣啊，我会死了。
She was telling the Lord Jesus that she was going to die.
哎呀，主耶稣啊，我要死在你里边。
She told Jesus that she was going to die in the river.
她这样头摇一摇，摇一摇，就下去受洗起来的时候啊，两个人要踩她，她说感谢主了，不要了，我可以走路。
And when she came out from the water after baptism, she did not need any more support.
她心脏病也好，气喘病也好了。
Her asthma has recovered as well as her heart trouble.
现在在这个向李太太做见证。
And now she was able to testify for Mrs. Lee.
好。后来呀、啊，他听到这个事情。
And after she came to know this,
这个活生生的证明。
This living testimony.
阿婆这么大的年纪，她不用来欺骗我。
And then this old lady should have no reason to come to deceive me.
所以我一定要来听耶稣的道理。
Therefore, I must come and I must go and listen to the truth from Jesus.
阿婆很高兴。
And then the old lady was very happy.
赶快联络教会的传道。
She immediately get in touch with the preacher.
到他们家来做见证。
And then came to the house to testify for her.
他的先生啊是警察局的这个警察侦探。
And this Mrs. Lee's husband is a detective in the police force.
他不信这一套。
He never believed this.
什么耶稣不耶稣？
He never believed in Jesus.
他不信，不接受。
He never accepted that.
可是他太太说我的病已经这么好了。
But the wife told him that I have already recovered.
你虽然不让我去相信耶稣，你能够医治我的病吗？
Or you wouldn't allow me to believe in Jesus, but could you heal me?
好，他的先生经过几次，那么传道向他解说。
And after a few sermons by visiting preachers,
就能够让传道到他们的家来见证，帮助他祷告。
And he was able to accept preachers from the church to come to pray for him and to preach to him.
好，一次祷告，一次祷告，他的这个身体就好像有一点这个恢复的像。
And after much prayers, her illness beginning to recover.
后来他就到教会来了。
And then she went to church.
他坐车子到教会。
She took a ride to the church.
还要人家来搀扶他。
And then someone had to support her.
好，他。道理听了之后
，And after listening to the truth,
我从来没有听过这个道理。
I've never listened to this sort of truth before.
信耶稣还能够得到神的灵。
And to believe in Christ, we also receive His Spirit.
有这个得到圣灵，将来还能够得到永生。
And to receive His Spirit will enable me to have salvation in the future.
他不再为他的病了来求平安了。
She would then no longer pray for healing of the sickness.
他说无论如何我要相信耶稣。
Irrespective of what happened, I would believe Christ.
就这种决心之下他接受洗礼。
When she accepted this, then she received the water baptism.
从水里上来之后。
And when she came up from the water,
他的心脏结石就不痛了。
And her heart trouble, seems to recover.
他的心脏病啊也好了。
And, the stone in her liver also seems to have disappeared.
这位叶姐妹啊，她说感谢主。
And this is the Yip, then said, "Thank God."
啊，我已经不要在你家帮忙了。
I no longer need you to come and help me in my housework.
她已经可以洗衣服，可以扫饭。
Because I'm able to cook and also to wash the clothing.
经过一个月之后
，After a month has passed,
她的先生啊，我不相信。
Her husband said, "No, I don't believe this."
再把她带到那个外科医院里去检查。
And then he took her to this surgeon for further examination.
好，检查的时候啊，上 X 光。
And they took an X-ray on her.
嗯，医生拿那个 X 光的照片来看了，叫那个护士啊，哎呀 ，Mr. Lee， 你弄错了，这一张不是他的。
And then when the surgeon took a look at the X-ray photo and said that this could be a wrong one.
他那一张一定啊，里面也有石头的啦。
The right one that should show that she has got stones in her liver.
可能这一张是别人的。
Could be that this belongs to others.
因为那一张 X 光照片里面找不到石头。
Because in that X-ray, the new X-ray, he couldn't see any stones.
可是明明里面有号码。
But yet there is the X-ray's number.
所以护士证明说这一张就是李太太。
And the nurse said this is definitely the photo of your wife.
后来把那个旧的 X 光也调出来。来对照
，and then they took out the old X-ray photo to compare.
啊，是一样的。
And then they were the same.
可是本来这边呢、啊、有七个石头吧、啊，这一张呢一个也没有了。
And the old one shows there were seven stones, but the new one showed nothing.
啊，主耶稣已经把他的心脏结石拿掉了。
It's because Jesus has already healed her.
他的心脏无力，神把他补上了。
Her heart originally had trouble, but the Lord healed her.
所以他们就相信。
And then they came to believe.
后来连他的这个很固执的李先生也来相信。
Later on, even this stubborn husband of hers also came to believe.
好，很感谢主。
We thank God.
这个就是在我们敬耶稣教会。
And this happened at True Jesus Church.
耶稣说
，Jesus said,
信的人必有神迹随着他们。
Those who believe will have miracles accompanying them.
门徒出去到处宣传福音。
Disciples went everywhere to preach gospel.
主跟他们同工，以神迹随着来证明他的教会是真的。
The Lord Jesus worked with them and also let the miracles accompany to prove that the church is true.
我们今天要把这个资料放在我们的心里面。
Today we must absorb all these testimonies into our hearts.
有机会我们就要见证。
When opportunities come, we must testify for the Lord.
不要一过下就忘记了。
That we should not forget this.
这个不是主耶稣的要求。
This is not something that the Lord demands from us.
主耶稣的要求就是把我们所听到的要牢牢地记在我们的脑里。
The demand from Jesus is that whatever that we have heard must be remembered
firmly in our minds. 这样子，我们在谈论当中，我们自己会发出一个感谢的心出来。
That in our life we will be able to giving thanks to Him.
好，那么下午的见证就到这里。
And this afternoon's service concludes here.
我三月一号就要回台湾。
On the 1st of March, I'll be returning to Taiwan.
因为台湾有很多的事情待办。
Because there are still many things to be attended to in Taiwan.
尤其早上啊，从台湾来个电话。
And this morning there was a phone call.
有两场的婚礼要我去参加。
There were two marriage ceremonies which invited me.
我们组内这个。联婚是一大喜事。
And in our church, marriage is a very important thing.
所以不能在这里久留了。
Therefore, as a result, I could not stay on here for longer.
下一次有机会的时候
，Next time when there's another opportunity,
我们一定会再来。
We will come again.
那也准备到爱蒙顿去。
And also, I will visit Edmonton.